Hello, word nerds, and welcome to another episode of The Dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. This is episode F52, Card Pickup. My hair. Okay, got it. Great. Okay. I'm getting very hairy, and I think in the next couple of days, maybe like 3 days from now, I'm gonna get a little bit of a haircut, shave off the beard, because this is getting a little bit too much. I don't love all of this hair. The first word in this episode is the word feed, F-E-E-D, first form. This one is the verb form from before the 12th century, and we are starting with transitive. Number 1A, to give food to. This is like the most basic thing that you can do to help somebody. If they need food, feed them. Please feed the hungry. Feed the hunger. Well, I mean, you're kind of doing that too. The hunger is kind of its own thing, its own beast. So you want to feed the hunger. 1B, to give as food. To give as food. What are you giving that is like food? 2A, to furnish something essential to the development, sustenance, maintenance, or operation of. As in, reading feeds the mind. We are not talking literally about food, because reading does not have any nutritional value or physicalness to it. I am actually in the middle of listening to Mark Maron's podcast with LeVar Burton. This one is about a year old. I'm backed up with episodes, so I'm going way back. LeVar Burton was on a show called Reading Rainbow for a long time, like 20 years or something like that. And so I think he would definitely say that reading feeds the mind, feeds the soul, feeds the whoever you are. So you're furnishing the mind, in this context, you're furnishing the mind with something essential to its development, its sustenance, maintenance, or just the operation of it. So it can be a physical thing, but this is a little bit more metaphorical usually, not necessarily. It could be whatever. I think the one that fits the best with reading feeds the mind is the development. Because when you are reading, you are creating these new neural pathways and being exposed to ideas and thoughts and words and things that you weren't before. And so your mind, your brain, is literally growing and changing and evolving because of the reading. It's feeding it. Feed me, Seymour. 2B, to supply to a machine, and the thing that you are supplying would be material to be operated on. To supply material to be operated on to a machine. So the machine needs something to work with, so you're feeding it. Maybe you're feeding the paper into the printer. Here, paper, eat the paper, print the paper, give me the final product. Number 3. To produce or provide food for. So I guess if you are a farmer, you would be feeding something. You're making food. You're providing food, producing food. So you are feeding, I guess. Number 4A, the synonyms are satisfy and gratify. So, satisfy. So, if the TV shows are satisfying you, then they are feeding you, I guess, maybe, I don't know, sure. 4B, synonyms are support and encourage. Just recently, I was down at the Chicago Marathon, and I was cheering people on. My wife, first and foremost, I was feeding her with support and encouragement. And then there were lots of other people. I was yelling out their names. It was so much fun. And so supporting them, encouraging them, feeding them. This 4A, 4B, I don't feel like they get probably used this way very much, at least in my world. Not that I'm hearing. 5A1, is to supply for use or consumption. Supplying something for... These are all very, very similar. Similar to the number three, producing or providing food for. That's specifically about food. 5A1 is just something that's going to get consumed. If you are feeding paperclips to the people who need the paperclips, after you fed the paper to the printer, you got all these pieces of paper, and they need paper, they need to be paperclipped. So you are feeding the people with the paperclips, I guess. 5A2, synonyms are channel and route. So those could also be nouns. The channel, the river channel, the route that you are taking, but this is the verb. So you are channeling, you are routing, feeding. I don't know. 5B1, to supply to an electronic circuit, and the thing that you are supplying would be a signal. So feed the electric signal to the electronic circuit. Those circuits need, that's their sustenance. They need a signal. Otherwise, like, why am I here? What's the point of my life? I'm an electronic circuit that has nothing to do. Can you please give me a signal? Give me a signal. 5B2, to send, as by wire or satellite, to a transmitting station for broadcast. Feeding, we need the feed. This is where this comes from, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in the next one, the noun. We need the feed, the broadcasting signal. Send us the feed, because it is being fed through the system, via the satellite system, the transmission. Number six, to supply a fellow actor with cues and situations that make a role more effective. So you are feeding them their cues, their lines, or your... So if they forgot their line and they say, line, you have to feed them the line or the cue, maybe depending on the situation. It doesn't say lines here specifically. I think it probably could. But a cue could be like, you're about to do this thing, now go do it. You have fed them the cue, or the situation to make a role more effective. So maybe if they're improvising and you need to tell them, okay, you're in a swamp and something just came out of the swamp. Ready, set, go. Okay, you've fed them the situation, so they will be effective in their acting situation. Number 7, to pass a ball or puck to, especially for a shot at the goal. And you are sending this ball or puck to your teammate. So feed me the ball. I'm open. I got a shot on the goal. The goalie is off there taking a smoke break. So I got a great shot on the goal. Feed me the goal. Feed me the ball or the puck, please. So I can put it in the goal. Yay! We win! Okay, intransitive number 1A, to consume food. And the synonym is eat. Oh, I love eat. I will feed on this banana later. Bloop, 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 bloop. Doo-doot, doo-doot, doo. You gotta watch the video. Doo-doot, don't. What happens if I do this? You gotta see the video for this one. I'm just here to entertain myself. This is very hard with one hand. Yep, that works. Okay. Eat. Oh, I love to feed on the corpses of my enemies. Number 1B, the synonym is prey, P-R-E-Y. So you are preying on the thing that you are going to eat. This is used with the words on, upon, or off. Prey on, prey upon, prey off. I don't know, prey off. Eat, prey off, love. Eat, prey off. So yes, you know, the animals in the wild, they will prey on something littler and smaller and tastier than them. Ooh, number 2, to become nourished or satisfied or sustained as if by food. That movie just feeded me my soul so good. I don't even need food, but I did eat popcorn during the movie, so maybe that was the thing that did it. But it's not literally food that we're talking about here if you are feeding on something metaphorical. Number 3A, to become channeled or directed. To become channeled or directed. What is being channeled? Are we channeling the souls of the dead? Those are feeding. What else is being directed? I guess maybe the actor would be, you'd be feed, they would be being fed. Number 3B, to move into a machine or opening in order to be used or processed. Moving into a machine to be used or processed. Well, I think of the first thing that came to mind was the movie Chicken Run, and they had this whole big machine, and you had to feed the pie stuff and the chickens to make the chicken pies, and that's, they were trying to get away from that whole bad situation. And so how do you use this? I keep on going to being fed, but if you are feed, so is the machine feeding to move into a machine? So the thing on the conveyor belt is feeding into the machine. I think that's fine. Okay. What does the etymology have to tell us where this word came from? We're going way back to Old English foda, which means food. And there's more at the word food. So it went from Old English foda to Old English feedon to Middle English feeden. I don't know how to pronounce those words. And then it just became feed. Feed. Feed and food. They are literally tied together. Not literally, they are metaphorically, evolutionarily tied together etymologically. Food is feed. Feed is food. I'm trying to think of another way to put that, but it's, yeah, that's it. It's just food. Food. Okay. Sound effect. Ooh. I shouldn't make an eating sound effect because that always sounds weird. I go to yum. Let's just go yum, yummy, yum, which I've done before, but, you know, we're talking about food. So yummy, yum, yum, yum. Yummy, yum. The second form of feed is a noun from 1576. Number 1A, an act of eating. I would like to do a feed right now because I am famished. Number 1B, the synonym is meal, especially a large meal. A large meal is your feed. I only really hear this word used to talk about food when we're talking about maybe what you're feeding chickens or cows. Give them their feed. But you could use it for your own meal too. I'm going to sit down for some feed. I'm going to feed on feed. This word sounds so weird. Number 2A, food for livestock. There it is right there. That's the livestock food is feed. But specifically, a mixture or preparation for feeding livestock. How is that? It's a specific mixture or preparation for feeding livestock. I don't know why we had to. That didn't seem. Is it more specific? I don't know. It's food for anything that you give the livestock is feed. 2B, the amount given at each feeding. So I think we're still talking about the livestock here. The amount that you give them. So what do you say, like give them three feeds? Or how do you use this one exactly? The amount given at each feeding is the feed. But why is it the amount? Can't, I don't know. I don't understand it. Number 3A, material supplied. That's the end of that one, but specifically, it's the stuff that you supply to a furnace or a machine. The material that you put into the furnace or the machine is the feed. So in the chicken run thing, we're making pies. So the chickens, I guess, would be the... I wish that I could come up... Well, let's maybe making crayons, a machine that makes crayons. So the wax, I guess, would be the feed. Yeah, okay. Makes sense. Because the machine is feeding on the feed. That is its sustenance. Number 3B, a mechanism by which the action of feeding is affected. A mechanism by which the action of feeding is affected. I'm not sure what we're talking about there. I need a specific example. Number 3C, the motion or process of carrying forward the material to be operated upon, as in a machine. That is the example of where this operation is happening. The motion or the process of carrying forward the material to be... So is this literally like if you put the thing on the conveyor belt, you put the feed on the conveyor belt, the motion of the conveyor belt is the feed? I guess? Okay. Number 3D. I think we're still talking about machines and stuff. The act or process of feeding a signal as an audio or video transmission. Also, the signal being fed. So the signal of the TV signal going through the airwaves blah, 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 into the satellite and stuff. That is the feed. And then the act of sending that signal is also the feed. We're feeding the feed, but it's a noun. So it's the feed. Okay. So many uses of this word. Lots of things. Number four. The action of passing a ball or puck to a team member who is in position to score. I guess if you're just sending the ball or puck to your teammate and they're not in a position to score, that's just a pass. So it only becomes feeding them the ball when they are ready to score or can try to score at least. Whether or not they're going to score is up to them, or you know that's not, it doesn't matter. But if they try to score, then they have been fed the ball. You did a feed to them. But why can't it just be a normal pass too? Feed me the ball. I'm going to eat it. It's so tasty. I love eating those things. Okay, the puck. Pucks taste like, I don't know what they taste like black wax, but they probably taste like licorice. Okay, now we got to move on to yum, yum, yum. Feedback, noun from 1919. Number one, there's only a few definitions, but they're kind of long. Number one is the return to the input of a part of the output of a machine, system, or process, as for producing changes in an electronic circuit that improve performance or in an automatic control device that provides self-corrective action. Nah. Okay, basically the idea is that return to the input of a part of the output of a machine. Now, wait a minute. This is making me understand it less, I think. The return to the input of a part of the output. I think it's basically the output of a machine is sending that thing, whatever went out of the machine, it's coming back to the input of the machine. And so it's being fed back into it. Right? So like if this microphone was going to some speakers, then the speakers would be outputting that sound. But then if it's loud enough, depending on the situation, it gets picked up back by the microphone. And then it's a feedback loop. That's why we call that. It just keeps on being sent back and forth. And then it gets very loud and you got to turn something off. Okay, the additional portion was kind of confusing. You're producing changes in electronic circuit that improve performance or in an automatic control device that provides self-corrective action. I'm not sure what those specific situations are. I guess sometimes you want to send the thing back in the thing to improve it or something. I'm not sure. I only really know it for audio. 2A, the partial reversion of the effects of a process to its source or to a preceding stage. And this is the kind of situation where I wish the dictionary was a little bit more like an encyclopedia, where it's like it gives you just a little bit more information about what are we talking about here. Give me an example, not an example where you're using the word necessarily, but an example of what is this context that we're talking about. The partial reversion of the effects of a process to its source or to a preceding stage. And it's like, I mean, I understand feedback, but like, what is this part? You're reversing the effects of a thing partially to a stage that's earlier. And it's also just worded kind of funny. It's as short as possible. 2B, the transmission of evaluative or corrective information about an action, event, or process to the original or controlling source. Also, the information so transmitted. Okay, so this one is a little bit easier to figure out maybe. And you know, my brain is not very smart, so I have a hard time with these things. I understand things that are very physical and literal, and this kind of is, but it's also a little bit wishy-washy. So the transmission of, let's say, corrective information about an action, event, or process to the original source. Now, I'm thinking of this in terms of just information, like a history, an event in history. If the original source says something that happened, but then you're giving that source different information, corrective information, then would that be considered feedback? But I think we're talking about something a little bit different here. This is also the information so transmitted. So I don't think it's so much about that. It's more about like maybe a machine. You're sending corrective information into the machine so it can fix some things, I guess. I don't know. Do we even use it in this way? Probably very specific people do. Number 3, a rumbling, whining, or whistling sound resulting from an amplified or broadcast signal that has been returned as input and retransmitted. And the example could be music or speech. So, yes, this is what I was talking about before. The thing is the microphone or whatever is sending out the signal to the speakers or the other things that are outputting the thing, the signal, and then it comes back into the original input device, and that's when you get that feedback. Blah, 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 blah. It could be rumbling, whining, or whistling. I usually hear it as whistling, that very high-pitched sound, but I guess it can be a rumbling or a whining sound, and it must depend on what your original sound is. I think that's probably the first factor. Could it depend on, you know, the speakers, maybe? From an amplified or broadcast signal, music or speech. Yes, okay, feedback. I don't like feedback. I really don't. It's not very fun. Whee! That should have been my sound effect. Feedback sound. Luckily, this microphone is not hooked up to speakers, so if I turn my speakers up, I won't get that problem. Yum, 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 yum. Next is feedback inhibition, noun from 1960. Inhibition of an enzyme controlling an early stage of a series of biochemical reactions by the end product when it reaches a critical concentration. Well, we sort of have an idea of what feedback is. So you're stopping, you're inhibiting The inhibition of an enzyme controlling an early stage of a series of biochemical reactions by the end product when it reaches a critical concentration. I feel like I need to like reorder the words so they make more sense. But you're stopping, I guess you're basically stopping the feedback. The enzymes, I guess, are they going back into the original thing and you're stopping that from happening? Science, chemistry, biology stuff. Yum, 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 yum. Next is feed dog. Two words, noun from 1858. A notched piece of metal on a sewing machine that feeds material into position under the needle. And I was not expecting this to talk about needles at all. I thought this was literally a kind of dog, a specific kind of dog. Not a species of dog, or what's the word I'm thinking of? A breed of dog. But a specific dog. No, it's not that. It's not that. It is a notched piece of metal on a sewing machine that, so it's grabbing the material to pull it under the needle, and it's the feed dog. Well, the feeding part makes sense, but why is it called a dog? Does it look like a dog? Does it bark like a dog? Does it smell like a dog? I don't know why. I don't know why. Yum, 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 yum. Feeder, noun from the 14th century. Number one, one that feeds. As 1A, one that fattens livestock for slaughter. So is this the person that is feeding the livestock to make them very fat and fatty and muscly? So then when they go to slaughter, that's how people want them to be, is fat, I guess. I don't eat those things. Number 1B, a device or apparatus for supplying food. Anything that has food, that gives you food, maybe you go to one of those places, I think those sushi places, they have a conveyor belt that just has food on it, and you're like, hey, I want that, and I just grab it. So that thing, that would be a feeder. It's providing you with food. But typically, I think this is talking about the feeding machines at a farm, probably. Number two, for feeder, one that eats or takes nourishment, especially an animal being fattened, or one suitable for fattening. Oh, we got a real feeder there. That one's been eating so much food. They just love feeding on the feed so they can get all nice and fat, because we're going to slaughter them. No. One that eats or takes nourishment. I'm a feeder. I take nourishment. I eat. I think as I get older, my metabolism is going down. Also, I'm not maybe working out as much, because when you work out, your metabolism goes up, and so you process the food more quickly. And so I'm trying to eat a little bit less. Also, I need to work out more. So I'm not as much of a feeder as I used to be, but I do love feeding on the food. Okay, number 3A, one that supplies, replenishes, or connects. And I'm going to jump right to 3B, because this helps us to understand what we're talking about. 3B, the synonym, is the number 2 definition for tributary. So we're talking about, like, rivers and stuff. The river that supplies, replenishes, or connects, sending water from one thing, and they connect it to another river, maybe, or a lake or something. And so it's a feeder river, a feeder tributary. It's because it's feeding the other body of water with more water. Number 3C, a heavy wire conductor supplying electricity at some point of an electric distribution system. And this is as from a substation. So there's those stations that provide electricity, and so it's a heavy wire conductor. So it's providing the electricity, so that's why it's a feeder. If it's sending the electronic signal to the stuff so they can get their feed of electricity, so then you can power your microwave. Number 3D, the synonym is branch, but especially a branch transportation line. A branch transportation line. So are we talking about like a train line that branches off from the main section and it's a feeder? It feeds in, maybe, and also feeds out? Maybe you can only feed in. I'm not sure. But yes, it's feeding the people into the city, and then they can go do their business in the city. Okay, 3E, a road that provides access to a major artery. And we're not talking about blood. We're talking about the major roads, maybe around a city, or that go across the country, and then a road that allows the cars to go up onto that major road that is a feeder road. Feeding the road with the food, with the cars that it likes to eat. Eating the car. That would be terrible if roads were eating cars. Okay.
Yum, yum.
Next we have feeding frenzy, noun from 1973. A frenzy of eating. I mean, really? Come on. But also, the excited pursuit of something by a group. So the first part is talking literally about eating. I think of piranhas going on a feeding frenzy, eating. All of them are coming together and they're like, that's what they do. A frenzy of eating. Sometimes if you are super hungry and then you get to a buffet and you go in and you have a feeding frenzy, you're just grabbing all the food and you're eating it fast. And if I did that, I would have a big old problem. But also the excited pursuit of something by a group. This group is so excited by a thing. Maybe there's a concert. Maybe it's the Fab Four performing all together again. And people would have a feeding frenzy if somehow the Fab Four, the Beatles, were able to get together again. Feeding. They're just consuming it like crazy.
Yum, yum.
Feeding tube, noun from 1882. Ooh, can you imagine what feeding tubes were like in the 1880s? A flexible tube passed into the stomach for introducing fluids and liquid food into the stomach. It's a very clear, specific name. A tube that provides food. Feeding your body through a tube. And I hope I never, if I have to be on one of these, like permanently, I'm done. Just take me out, please. Okay? I don't want to have my life sustained in that way. That seems pretty terrible. Because then I wouldn't be able to do my podcast anymore. Okay. Yum, 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 yum. Feedlot. One word, noun from 1889. A plot of land on which livestock are fattened for market. The livestock are living on the feedlot, being fed by feeders, and they are feeding.
Yum, 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 yum.
Feed stock, one word, noun from 1932. Raw material supplied to a machine or ence of an animal rat? No, this, I skipped a line. Whoo, boy. I was like, why are we talking about ents from Lord of the Rings? No, feedstock is raw material supplied to a machine or processing plant. I mean, this could be the plant that they're making the feed for the livestock, or it's just the feed, the original stuff, the stock of stuff that will be used to create something else that will be feeded on. Mostly it's probably for the animals.
Yum.
Feed stuff. One word. Noun from 1856. It's the two-way definition for the word feed, which was, it doesn't say which form. Wait, so we're talking about a noun, so it'd be this one. So that's food for livestock. That's what it is. Feed stuff is food for livestock, but also any of the constituent nutrients of an animal ration. any of the constituent nutrients of an animal ration. So of the food that is being given to the animals, these are the pieces that make up that food, I guess. It's like kind of like the feedstock. I think it's similar to that probably. Here are all the pieces of food that we're going to put together for your feed, cow. Here you go. You're welcome. They don't ever thank you. The cows really should thank you. Except for when they are going to get slaughtered. So maybe it's fair that they don't thank you. You're like, what? Thank you for making me fat so you can kill me and then eat me? No, I'm not going to thank you for that. I'm not grateful. Hashtag gratitude. I don't have that. Let's see. I think we got one more for this episode. Yes, we do. Yum! Feed for service. Fee. Fee. We're done with feed. We have fee for service. Three words with hyphens. Noun from 1945. And this is separate payment to a healthcare provider for each medical service rendered to a payment. To a patient. Payment was literally right above patient, so I got confused. So, separate payments to the people who provided healthcare for each of the things that they did for the patient. So, you are paying a fee for service to this doctor, and then there's a fee for service to that doctor. Maybe there's the surgeon doctor, and maybe there's the anesthesiologist, and, you know, other stuff, too. All these various services that you got, there's a separate fee for each of those services. It's the fee for service. Okay. Picking a word of the episode is really hard sometimes. Today we had feedback, feedback inhibition, feed dog, feeder, feeding frenzy, feeding tube, feed lot, feed stock, feed stuff, and fee for service. Oh, I don't like feedback. When I'm hearing the audio feedback, I don't like that. I think I am going to pick feeding frenzy as the word of the episode. If you're new to this podcast, I think you should go on a feeding frenzy. Start at the beginning and binge it all. Just binge it so hard until your feeding frenzy is over. All right, that was wonderful. Feeding frenzy. I think you definitely need a feeding frenzy of this podcast. You got hundreds of episodes to check out. So, movie time. Let's see. Ooh, on the plane. Still on the plane. I watched Us. Rewatched Us. I think I only saw it once before that. But it was good. You know, it's always good to go back to a movie that you've seen before. So you know it, and then you come back. And you've got an idea of what it is, and you can like see, you know, all how it all connects even better, and see the references and symbolism and stuff like that. And so he's a very good filmmaker, and I very much enjoyed it. And I'm trying to think if there was anything specific. Did I catch anything different this time? You know, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but you know, I knew the ending, so I could pay attention to stuff that they show you beforehand, knowing sort of where it goes. Yeah, it's a very, makes you feel very uncomfortable. There's a lot of stuff that's like, ugh, just feel uncomfortable. And then I watched, was this also on the plane? In Bruges. Well, we were on our way back from Bruges. Although I think we watched that at home, didn't we? I don't know why I wrote plane here. I think that's a mistake. We watched In Bruges again because we were just in Bruges, and it was so cool and weird and funny to be like, I was there. I was in that physical place in this beautiful fairy tale land. And there's that one scene when, is it Ralph Fiennes who's in it? He's on the phone and he's like, how can Bruges not be somebody's thing? He has this whole rant about that, and it's wonderful. And if you haven't seen In Bruges, you should go watch Bruges, go watch In Bruges, and then you should go to Bruges, and then you can rewatch it and be like, I was there. It's so cool. It's beautiful. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show on the podcast places and the YouTube, and buy some merchandise. Join the Patreon for $1 a month for early episodes, and email me dictionarypod@gmail.com. Follow my social media @dictionarypod. Call the Google Voice number and leave a message. It's all in the show notes. That's it. Thank you for checking this out. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. Feed me.